This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. A new state budget could head to Governor Charlie Baker's desk today. State lawmakers are taking a vote on the $38 billion agreement. And among the key measures is a change to a 22-year-old law about privatizing government services.
The Pacheco Law requires state agencies to prove that outsourcing would save money before they move forward. Governor Baker has long called for repeal of the law and, at the very least, exempting the T from the law.
The new budget agreement suspends the Pacheco Law for 3 years for the MBTA and requires a state analysis of whether that suspension saves the state money. And this comes as a report out today by the Pioneer Institute says that the Pacheco Law has cost the MBTA $450 million in savings since 1997. We're joined now by the author of the Pioneer Report, Gregory Sullivan. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So on what basis did you conclude that the T has missed out on almost $500 million in cost savings?
The federal government requires all the transit agencies in the United States to report copious detailed data every year on what's called the National Transit Database. And what we did was we looked at the information that had been submitted by the MBTA over all those years, and we were able to calculate exactly what the savings would have been had they been allowed to go ahead in 1997 with two contracts that then-Governor Bill Weld wanted to sign to outsource 38% of the T's bus service. So it was a very straightforward matter to calculate for the first 5 years of the contract what the contract would have paid a provider compared to what the T actually paid the provider.
Mm.
That was very straightforward. That was $80 million for the first 5 years.
But then you extended your analysis and you made a couple of assumptions that if those contracts had continued for many more years and increased at the same rate as the T's own operating expenses, then the T would have saved that roughly $450 million.
Yes, and let me explain that. That is a most conservative methodology. It increases the rate at the very high rate that the MBTA actually experienced over those years. For reality testing, Congress commissioned the Federal Transit Administration to conduct a study, which it published in 2011, that showed that nationally in major transit agencies across the United States, there was a 40.1% savings of purchase service, that's competitively procured service, versus agency service. Our estimate resulted in only a 30% savings. Mm. We have this, all of the data that has been reported by the General Accountability Office, by the Congressional Budget Office, by the Federal Transit Administration, by the Department of Transportation, consistently shows that there's a savings by outsourcing bus service.
Okay, but let me ask you, I mean, Senator Mark Pacheco has reacted pretty strongly to your report. I mean, he told the Boston Herald, he showed the Boston Herald, apparently, according to the Herald, a 1997 letter from the then state auditor that basically said that they had rejected those two private bus contracts because the contracts had major defects in them, that they essentially didn't pass muster. So he questions the very basis of the comparison that you're making.
Well, let me back up and talk about the political situation around that set of facts you just described. In 1997, that's when this all happened, the MBTA was the seventh largest provider of purchased bus service in the country. Its cost for a purchased service was $1.33 a mile, one-fifth of its cost of directly provided service. The MBTA was the least expensive transit agency in the country for outsourced service. The decision that was made in 1997 was a political decision. And that is the problem with the Pacheco Law. You know, Senator Pacheco calls this the Taxpayer Protection Act. It was filed on behalf of the employees of the MBTA. It's an act to protect the taxpayers by the employees of the MBTA who didn't want to give up the service.
Okay. Well, so, well, we spoke with Senator Pacheco about your report just a few moments ago, because they are actually taking a look at the budget today. So let's hear what he had to say.
Well, the report from the Pioneer Institute is really, you know, almost laughable. It's when you look at what they're claiming, it's just unsubstantiated. You don't see any peer-reviewed data that's associated with the report, and it's taking off on a 1997 letter that they received from the Massachusetts State Auditor, talking about how the T had submitted inaccurate and unsubstantiated data to them. And so they start their report utilizing inaccurate and unsubstantiated data. They're an organization that has been opposed to the statute for many, many years, mm-hmm. and have done everything they can in telling including quite frankly, not being very accurate with the truth.
Well, let me ask you. Okay, so I take your point that you just reject the findings of this report entirely. But what about the assertion that the Pioneer Institute makes that, you know, because of the fact that the T didn't accept this this bus contract so many years ago, that it has had a chilling effect on the T? I mean, in the report, it says the T has understandably never tried to contract out any more services. And that has cost...
That's not true.
It's not true, but they're saying that that could have cost the state additional cost savings through competitive contracting.
They say a lot of things. It doesn't make it true.
So which other bus contracts have been put out? Do we know?
The T had a contract that went out, was approved by under the provisions of the privatization statute we have on the books of the Commonwealth, and then the auditor went back and did a review of that, and it actually cost the taxpayers, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars more than it would have if they kept it in-house, because the contractors who won the bid actually did not do what they said they were going to do. So that's factual. It's on the record. It's all on the auditor's website if you choose to examine the facts.
Okay. If I may ask... do you think it's possible at all to have the kind of transparency that you were saying earlier comes through the Pacheco Law? If we do introduce sort of more privatization or opportunities for privatization to the MBTA?
There is opportunities for privatization under the MBTA right now. What is it? Do you understand what the Pacheco Law does?
I do, but I guess what I'm wondering is you're about to vote. I accept that, but you're about to vote on a budget in which there's a proposal to suspend the Pacheco Law for 3 years for the MBTA. Do you think that's a good idea?
I think it's a terrible idea, because within that period of time, the entire MBTA could be privatized without transparency, without accountability, and without verification that the taxpayer will actually save money. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, What I think isn't necessarily at issue here.
But I'd ask the listeners, do they think it's a good idea to have public assets handed over to private contractors without any transparency, accountability, and any assurance that the taxpayers will actually save money? I think not. I think we want to have transparency, accountability, and we want to ensure that the taxpayers are going to save money before we contract out services. That's what the Pacheco Law does.
Senator Mark Pacheco, thanks so much for taking time out of a busy day for us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're back in the studio with Greg Sullivan of the Pioneer Institute. I mean, respond to what the senator has said there. He basically says that, yes, the Pacheco Law allows for full transparency. And why, specifically and briefly, if you could, it seems like you reject that?
Well, that entire statement goes against all of the evidence that has been presented by impartial bodies such as the Federal Transit Administration and the National Transportation Department that conduct studies that show that purchased transportation in major urban transportation agencies with more than 250 buses saves more than 40% Now, that is a real number. So for Senator Pacheco to argue that it would not save money, which is what he's arguing, and he's disputing these figures, is just something that he's pulling out of fantasy. Let's put the truth to this. This is the most extreme union protectionist legislation in the United States.
I mean,
of
is
America.
It? I see. The senator in a column that he wrote in defense of his law says 80% of privatization proposals attempted under the law's guidelines have been approved.
Well, I just wrote a report with about 35 sets of data from the Federal Transit Administration website showing that the MBTA lost $450 million by being turned down by the MBTA. Senator Pacheco said that the auditor approved an MBTA contract. That's not true. That's just factually inaccurate. But this is a protectionist act. And to put some reality on it, last winter, there were more than 1.5 million commuter trips that were interrupted on commuter rail because of defective locomotives. For less than one quarter of the cost of this loss of the Pacheco bill, they could have replaced the entire 87 locomotive fleet of the commuter rail with brand new equipment, paying in cash with $300 million left over. That would have not stranded those people. This isn't an accounting abstraction we're talking about.
But on the other hand, the company that runs the commuter rail, Keolis, is a private corporation. It won a bid by putting in the lowest bid, saying it was 6% lower than MBCR's and that they would actually take lower profit from it. And they have consistently failed since they won that contract last year.
Yeah, that's an argument that has been put forward about privatization, but I want to explain
I'm
something.
I'm only offering it in counterpoint to the fact that you were pointing to the locomotives and the company that's running the commuter rail is also private.
That contract that you just discussed was also under a union protectionist law that required the private vendor to hire all of the MBTA employees, pay the same salary, pay the same benefits. If anyone were laid off, they had to be paid for 6 years of payment, $400,000 per person. If they were laid off, they had the same work rules. The work had to be done in the T garages. It's privatization in name only. That was another Pacheco-esque law that ruined the commuter rail system that we're trying to liberate the T from.
Well, we'll see how it goes today on Beacon Hill as they take a vote on this budget, which includes a proposed 3-year suspension of the Pacheco law. Gregory Sullivan, author of the Pioneer Institute report on the Pacheco law and the MBTA. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.